Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Shots fired from the BBC. Warning shots from south as North Korea soldiers cross border. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to be joined by David Maxwell, who's our guide on matters such as this, because the North Korean provocations at the DMZ routinely involve what you'd have to say are pranks, such as recently sending balloons loaded with unacceptable rubbish across the DMZ. And the pranks can be answered by loud music from the South Korean side. But shots, warning shots, that's a different direction. David, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Are these warning shots connected in some fashion with the provocation of the balloons, or is this a completely different place on the DMZ? Good evening to you.
Good evening. And I think based on the subsequent reporting, it appears that the North Korean patrol strayed over the military demarcation line, which, of course, is not well marked. And it looks like a patrol leader, erred in his land navigation. And then South Korea took appropriate action. If you cross the border, you can be shot at. And so whether they shot directly at them or fired warning shots to push them back over the border, it really doesn't matter. Shots are fired. I don't think we should connect this to North Korea's deliberate actions that are being conducted in terms of threats, in terms of the filth balloon barrage that has taken place, and the other things that are really the effects of the internal stressors that Kim Jong-un is facing. What concerns me more, though, is that North Korea has been jamming GPS in forward areas, and South Korea is more likely to use GPS for their patrolling. I'm not so sure that North Korea is. And the jamming of GPSs in the frontline areas, that could cause mistakes by the South Korean forces, causing them perhaps to stray over, and of course can also have effects on aircraft in the region that are using. And so more than the balloons, the GPS jamming is really, really troubling.
Gordon, I have a question for David.
Dave, I think that this latest incursion on Sunday was probably unintentional because the North Koreans did not press forward after South Korea fired the warning shots. What's of concern, though, about this incursion is that there are also reports of what's been described as mysterious North Korea activity near the DMZ over the last week. If you can talk about that, because it seems to me that something is going on. May not be significant, but something is occurring there, and it just doesn't seem to be explainable at this point.
Yeah, I think it certainly obviously bears watching. The clearing of a brush inside the DMZ could merely be a means of having better fields of fire, better visibility. It could provide more open areas, which actually can help observation of anyone trying to defect to the south. So there are myriad reasons that they could do that. But I think you're right to be suspicious and questioning of what is going on. That's why the forces are on the DMZ, to be observant for any North Korean activity. And of course, whenever we detect those kind of things, my first question is, why are they showing us this? And what do they not want us to see? And so North Korea is masters of denial and deception. And I agree that this bears watching, but I also want to know what it is they're hiding and what it is they're trying to divert our attention from.
Back to the boss, Kim Jong-un. Any change in his posture towards China, Russia, South Korea, Japan? Any comment from him that's unusual, David?
Well, I think he's preparing for a visit from Putin. So I think we're seeing a strengthened relationship between Kim and Putin. You know, relations are good with China, but he is really strengthening relations with Putin. And I think that, you know, there's probably going to be an increase in support from North Korea to Russia. We're seeing reports that maybe, you know, that hundreds of Russian artillery tubes have been destroyed by the Ukrainians. And so I can imagine that not only artillery ammunition going to Russia, but perhaps even North Korean artillery, which will be very interesting to observe how well they perform in combat. So I think that there's been a lot of give and take between Russia and North Korea. And of course, we want to know how much support Russia has given to North Korea's satellite space launch program and what other aid North Korea is receiving from Russia.
Gordon, you have a question.
Dave, perhaps the most fundamental issue of all is what is Kim Jong-un's position in the regime now? Is it changing? Is it weakening? Is this belligerence? And are these unexplained activities connected to problems inside Pyongyang?
Fortunately, my crystal ball is a little cloudy, but you know, Pyongyang is the hard target. My sense, though, is he's still in charge and he's doing everything he can to remain in charge. But he has his promise to the Korean people in the north and to the elite has failed. You know, he promised when he would develop nuclear weapons that it would bring peace and prosperity to North Korea, and it has not done so. And of course, by calling South Korea the main enemy and by removing all references to unification and saying there'll be no more attempts for peaceful unification, he's taking away hope from the Korean people. And I think that this is all designed because of the threats he is feeling internally, the stressors from the people, from the elite, possibly within military leadership that have really become dissatisfied with his rule. And so, and of course, a lot of this is because of information coming in from the outside. And his biggest threat, of course, is the comparison between North and South. And the prosperity of South Korea, the example of South Korea, is really the biggest threat to his regime inside North Korea. And that is why we really need an aggressive information campaign to get information into the Korean people in the North.
David, we have about a minute. To your knowledge, is there any back-channel communication with the North Korean regime from the U.S., from Russia, from South Korea, from President Yoon? Any dialogue going on?
Not that I know of, but the New York channel is still open. There are still diplomats from North Korea in New York, so there could be communications through that channel. North Korea and South Korea have had many communications through intelligence, the intelligence services over the years, for decades. That's really been the primary communications means, so that could be taking place, but we just don't know that in public.
David Maxwell is the president of the Center for Asia-Pacific Strategy, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS, Eye on the World, watching North Korea, and Gordon's flagging of unusual activity is a good way to measure what's going on. The unknowns are much more dangerous than the knowns of balloons. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.